Joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Mike Ryan. Mike, another day where we could see very hot, record-setting temperatures. Let's start with today first. What should people know about today?
Well, today is going to be a lot like yesterday, if not a few degrees warmer. Many locations made it into the mid and even upper 90s on Tuesday across central Indiana. We think that's going to happen again today. The record high for Indianapolis is 94. We do think that's going to be threatened, if not broken. Expect highs anywhere from 94 to 98 across the area. And with the high humidity, although it shouldn't be quite as high as yesterday, it's still going to be oppressive. And with it, we do think heat indices will be up over 100, probably somewhere around 105 degrees, if not a little bit higher than that.
Some areas under an ozone action, you know, alert, and I know that that might, you know, really cause some problems for people who are sensitive, people who have lung issues and things like that.
Yes. You know, in these kind of days where we have really hot conditions, typically have some level of what we call an inversion aloft over our heads, and it's just basically warmer air that doesn't allow air to rise necessarily as well. And what happens is a lot of those particulates and items that are in the lower atmosphere hang around. It gives us that hazy look, and it creates, again, kind of a poor air quality. So, yes, folks that have lung issues, breathing issues may have a little bit more difficulty today with that ozone alert day across central Indiana.
I also want to talk about something that happened. I know you probably don't know a ton of the details about what happened in Fort Wayne on Monday, but I guess they were hit with a derecho, and I know those are kind of sort of becoming more commonplace across the Midwest this time of year. What does a derecho do exactly?
Well, typically a derecho is a high-impact, high-end thunderstorm complex that typically will bring widespread severe weather with it. Now, we tend to see this occur during the late spring and summer when we get into these type of patterns where we have an area that's underneath a lot of very hot air, and on the edges of that heat dome, if you will, is where we tend to see disturbances track. They tap into the very high levels of instability that are produced by the hot temperatures, and it's almost like explosive development of thunderstorms, and that's what we had happen on Monday afternoon and evening. We actually had multiple clusters that dropped down out of the Great Lakes, produced severe weather in Chicago, across lower Michigan, and then northern Indiana, Fort Wayne, down into Ohio, and then that continued on down into the central Appalachians. Because there was so much wind energy, so much intensity, there was a lot of wind gusts that were in excess of 80 miles per hour from Chicago down into western Ohio. And at Fort Wayne, we had a measured wind gust at the airport at 98 miles per hour, and that produced a lot of structural and wind damage across Fort Wayne and Allen County.
Yeah, it certainly did. And a lot of folks are still without power, which you guys talk about with these high wind gusts a lot.
Yes, and obviously with the high heat and humidity that's built in now, for those folks that don't have power, really a horrible time to not have power, just because so much heat, it creates a lot of really uncomfortable feelings in these structures. So certainly hope that we can see some of the power restored in those areas soon.
Well, and also, too, let's talk about the rest of the week. What can we expect there?
Well, as we mentioned today, with the hot temperatures, John, we have an excessive heat warning in effect across all of central Indiana. Again, that'll go through 9 p.m. For Thursday, we're going to have a weak cold front that's going to come down into the area. It may produce some isolated, scattered thunderstorms, you know, during the afternoon into Thursday night, maybe even into Friday morning. Not everybody's going to get rainfall. There is some potential that a few of those storms could be strong, maybe even briefly severe. But the real impact that this cold front's going to do with passing through is help bring some relief after these last couple of days of really hot temperatures. Now, it will be hot again on Thursday. We're expecting highs a little cooler than today, but still looking at low to mid-90s across the area. Probably our hottest and most uncomfortable conditions will be south of I-70. And could still see heat indices that get up to 100 or a little bit over. But as we get into Friday, what's going to happen is that heat dome is going to be shifted back to the southwest and eventually set up over the central plains this weekend. And so we're going to get a flow of air coming out of the north-northeast, so it's going to bring slightly cooler air but noticeably less humid conditions. Now, we're still going to be in the upper 80s to around 90 for highs on Friday, but then we should fall back into the low to mid-80s on Saturday and mid to upper 80s on Sunday, but with much, much lower humidity levels, so it will be a lot more tolerable than what we've had the last few days.
And then isn't it supposed to heat up again next week?
Yes. Yeah, basically that ridge is going to retreat back into the central plains, as I mentioned, and then it will expand back into the area beginning on Monday. And we do expect temperatures to return into the mid-90s probably by Tuesday next week.
All right. Well, that's all I've got for now. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so. The biggest thing certainly is we want to make sure that folks that have to be outside stay hydrated today, take as many frequent breaks as you can. Certainly take care of our young children, our elderly folks, and obviously our pets. We want to make sure that they all stay safe in this really hot weather.
All right. He is Mike Ryan with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Mike, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
You bet, John. Thank you.